Hi, my name is Sean Duffy. I'm a managing principal with Combe Pedersen Fox in London. Those are my favorite, the 15 Canada Square and 30 North Colonnade. They are, I think maybe because they were my first as well, but the site is so interesting because the original master plan had that as one site and one building. And that would have been also a low building. If you know the sort of checkerboard sort of design of the master plan of the tall buildings and then low and then another tall building. So this one is between two very tall buildings, and it was originally a much larger floor plate for a single building. But when we started on it, Canary Wharf wanted to split it into two. And we had a tenant for the 15 Canada Square, which was KPMG, but we had no tenant for the other site. And because of the economics of things, it was much easier for Canary Wharf to build both at the same time. And so it was very interesting to do a speculative building and a very tailored building at the same time. And one of the first things we did was, because they share a wall, it would have been, horrible for them to share the wall the entire length of the center of the party wall. So we created this courtyard in between them. And it basically is intended to allow light in to as much of the building and minimize the amount of wall that they actually share. And KPMG faces onto that courtyard. And KPMG from the beginning knew exactly what they wanted. Being an accounting firm, I suppose, they wanted, and their sort of ethos is very transparent in the way they work, and very inside and out. So even when you're in the building, they wanted you to be able to see what was going on. Everybody else, what are they working on and doing? And the key method that we were able to unlock that and do that is we created an atrium that goes full height from ground to top of the building, right at the back of that courtyard. And inside that atrium are stacks of three-story, we call them pocket atriums, that are just active spaces where people are working in very casual sort of ways. It's not office space. They're cafes or couches or lounges or just tables to go to grab, and that's the way KPMG works. It's a really fun building to go in and walk around, and everybody seems like they're not working, but they are, and it must be a very good model for them, because they've actually now, and this is one of my favorite parts, is I think about 5 years ago, they actually broke through the party wall and took the top floors of the Fitch Ratings building. So now this building that was once one became two is now in many ways one building again. And so they expanded into this building that was, a very spec building. 30 Colonnade is much more of a simple sort of plan. It's a rectangle that goes up. But they were able to cut holes in the floors and create all these interesting overlooking spaces that feel a lot like the original building. It's a perfect example of Canary Wharf, I think, understanding what do you do when it's a speculative office building, but you have to give it something. And again, somebody could simply say it's a glass box, but when you look at it, we were able to, and it's not an easy thing to do, but we were able to recess the slabs and the columns from the facade to create this building that looks like it's made out of five-story cubes of glass stacked on top of each other. And to do that, we really wanted a recess. And that's not easy to do at columns and at the edge of a slab. But Canary Wharf worked with us, the cladding consultant, worked really hard, and we created what I think is a very refined facade for this building that maybe most of the time goes sort of unnoticed for the regular sort of Joe walking down the street and looking up at it. But every time I go back and I see it, it's a very timeless building we were able to achieve there. And even the lobby has a bit of a museum sort of feel, but one that never gets dull looking at it. And the way we've sort of recessed the entrance from the building above, it has this sort of almost, I would say, museum entrance type of feel to it. And Fitzratings, yeah, moved right in, and then KPMG moved in above. It's been a fantastic sort of story, I think, for those two buildings.